It is the news hour of Racing HQ, and as we reported at the start of the show, decisions being made by Godolphin around the Villiers. James Cummings has, at this stage, completed most of his work, at track work at least. Morning to you, James.
Hey, Andrew, how are you?
I'm tipping you've still got a fair bit on today, but track work's wrapped up?
We have wrapped it up, yes, and had a good look at. I'm down in Melbourne at the moment, so
had a good look
at the horses, and you know, I had my before the first session with Wayne Hawks this morning at the in the clock tower, so I'm ready for you.
Well, yeah, you're staggering. Then I've got you right down. I can give you the low blow right now. Avilius, you've made the decision to take the horse straight to Melbourne.
Yeah, we sat down and had a good talk about it yesterday. It wasn't a straightforward decision, and there was a lot to there's a lot to be said for taking our opportunities in the Group One as prestigious as the Metropolitan. However, we really do like the idea of aiming up big with him, and running in the Bart Cummings presents us a wonderful opportunity to give the horse a look at Flemington. And see him in a staying event down here that could earn him would potentially earn him a berth with a bit of luck in the Melbourne Cup.
Caulfield as well on the way.
We'll have to take a run by run. Yep. I mean, I wouldn't be giving answers any different to what we have with this horse all the way through. It wouldn't be fair to rule the Caulfield Cup in or out, but. You know, he's down the order of entry there too, and we'd have to get some luck getting in there. But you'd imagine he would with a victory, but I wouldn't take that for granted, and we wouldn't necessarily definitely be going there even if we did.
Silly question in some way, because I think all of us have seen it, but has the way Avilius come through his last three or four runs that he's had this prep, the last three runs, has he really surprised you, James, at the progression that he's made, or were you expecting something like this?
Well, we were always looking forward to getting him up over ground. He had wonderful form with a low rating to make a real impact quite quickly. I've been impressed with the way he's handled the variety of tracks that have been thrown up. I mean, he kicked off his trials and his early gallops and firm the ground at the middle of the drought in New South Wales, and then he handled that soft track where some horses were getting beaten 50 yards at Rose Hill second up when he was victorious in the Premier Cup, but he still showed a wonderful turn of foot under those conditions. And again on Saturday, off a good speed there, he really let rip with those slick sectionals again. So that's impressed me more than anything. And I think that anybody could see he's on a really promising trajectory, and we just want to take advantage of that as best we can.
Yeah, there just seems to be, he just seems to travel so well, doesn't he, when you watch him?
Well, you can see how quickly he was getting himself into the clear for Glyn on the weekend, and just ready to let down like a, you know, with that unique style that he's got, but a very, very rapid acceleration for a middle distance and rising stayer that makes them competitive in anything you run them.
I think he
was a handicapper on the minimum in the Premier's Cup, and then under set weights and penalty conditions, he's made it look just as easy. But he's not. He's only winning by a narrow margin. But it's the way on these races, and from a long way out, he's looking the winner, and that's really promising from the perspective of looking for races over further with him. And like I said, that's why we're taking him to the Bart Cummings. We want to run him in a race that opens up an even more options.
Understand. Is he a horse that you'd like to get to Melbourne now that you've decided the Bart Cummings is the race on October 6th, is he a horse that you'd like to get him there ASAP, or can you train him anywhere?
Oh, I think he's pretty relaxed, and we'll keep him in his natural environment at the moment. And we've got plenty of time, but I think he'll just enjoy his easy week, and then we'll make the final plans closer to the race. But just with the long-range nominations and the market already open in the Metropolitan, you know, it was just appropriate to pull him from the nominations, because you have to respect people that want to go and have a bet, and they want to have money on Avilius or something else. I think they're probably entitled to know.
Yeah, understand. And I think on behalf of the putters, it's fantastic when the info does come out, like so many trainers issue to the stewards, and then we can follow up and things like that. And I guess what you're saying this morning is that you go to the Bart Cummings, and that run will decide whether you go to, I mean, he has to probably win to get up the order of entry to either run in Caulfield or in the Melbourne Cup. Putters shouldn't jump into a Caulfield Cup at this stage.
No, that's good advice. It's a bold play. He's got to win it, and that's at the end of the day, we'd be disappointed in the horse unless he was, heaven forbid, very very unlucky. So he's got to step up. He's going to meet even more internationals that are up over trips that are more suitable to them when he gets out to that mile and a half journey next time. And if he keeps progressing, like I said, you know, he's on the right trajectory to be aiming up with him, like we are. And it'll be a really interesting period of time with the horse in the next 7 weeks.
Yeah, for sure. Just before I let you go, Osborne Bulls and Home of the Brave are entered for that Sir Rupert Clarke. Are you at this stage knowing that you're in Melbourne? Have you looked at them? Are they running on Saturday?
Yeah, Osborne Bulls is great. I'll be running him. He had the jump out on Friday morning last week. I'd encourage your listeners to go on the Flemington VRC jump out channel on YouTube. Have a look at that. We also have Bandipur in the jump out. They both went really nicely. Bandipur runs in the handicap on Saturday over 1,100 metres. And Osborne Bulls will be hopefully fit enough, despite having had quite a few weeks between runs, to handle a hot pace in the Sir Rupert Clarke and run very well. Home of the Brave, he's galloped at Osborne Park this morning. I'll sit down and consider the reports, and if we're happy with that, then we'll send him as well.
Okay. And you got a couple in tomorrow, and even today, Mick Bennett from Racing and Sports was just on and thinking that Ligulate can run well down at Kembla.
Yeah, he's coming out of a good race, I think. And I thought he was storming to the line really nicely from a wide barrier and a quite early ride. I think this is a nice race for him, and I'd be surprised if he's not capable of running very well there.
Race 8, number 14 today. James, I know you're busy down in Melbourne. Thank you for some explanation of Avilius. We'll wait and see the next few weeks into the Bart Cummings on October 6. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure. Thank you.